Welcome, everybody. Nobody Cares Anthony podcast. Hey, clap, clap, clap. I haven't seen you in a while, buddy. I had my father on as the last guest. Welcome back.
Dude, I missed it.
Growing a goatee?
Saw this coming. This is just laziness. This is how
no,
it
No, because it doesn't grow in like that.
I swear to God. What do you think? I shave one part and keep this?
So it grows in just like perfect goatee?
I don't know why, dude. I don't know why.
So nowhere else, just perfect goatee.
Down here, you can see it's the same length. Yeah. It's the same length.
Because it looks like you tried to line it up like that. That's natural. God wants you to have a goatee. Just let it go, dude.
It's not 2003. Goatees aren't a thing right now. I don't do goatees.
Well, be the person that brings it back. Goatees? People could watch the episode and be like, dude, that goatee is fire.
Looks good.
I like it.
And when I go like this, brings out the chin a little bit more. See, I can see a chin.
No. I don't know. I don't know if anything can bring that thing out. So I went to my first ever lesbian wedding this weekend.
I saw that.
Yeah, dude. First lesbian wedding. And you know, my thoughts on it, same as any other wedding. Okay. Same thing. Emotional. So it was my cousin was the one in the wedding gown, and the girl she was marrying was like in the tux. And when my uncle was bringing her down the aisle, thank God I was wearing sunglasses because it was outside. I get emotional, dude. Father bringing the daughter down the aisle?
Love is love.
I want to get invited to more weddings.
They're fun.
They're great.
Especially with family. When they're with family, they're so much fun.
But I would go to... I'm such like a gabber to like random people. You know what I mean? I would go. So if you're listening to this, you got a wedding coming up, I'll go.
I'll go too.
Yeah. You can be my plus one.
Okay.
Get
fine.
Get the goatee really going for the
I'll
wedding.
I'll trim it on the sides. Hey. Yeah.
Look good. But it was nice. It was in Rhode Island somewhere. Outdoor wedding. Oh. Sweating buckets. Oh. But then it kind of cooled off. It was great. Great time.
It's awesome. So do you think it would have been a different feeling for a lesbian wedding if they were both wearing wedding gowns or both wearing tuxes? You think you would have looked at it like, all right, who's who?
No, I mean, it was my cousin. You know what I mean? I was so happy for it. The reason why I say like, same difference. You could see like how emotional she was coming down the aisle. The same sort of vibes.
You're marrying the person you love, no matter who it is. You're marrying the person you love.
Right. And then, but a lot of bridesmaids.
A lot of bridesmaids.
You know what I mean? There was some dudes, but a lot of bridesmaids.
He said, this is so much fun. Yeah.
And then the, you know how like the bride does the father-daughter dance?
Yep.
So it was my Uncle Tom's doing the father-daughter dance. And then the father-daughter dance for the wife. For the other wife.
Double father-daughter.
Double wife. But then they started doing, all of a sudden... They stopped doing their father-daughter dance, and they threw on Red Sox jerseys, put on baseball gloves, and did a little back-and-forth toss on the dance floor.
No way!
Yeah, I was like, this is great. This is amazing. This is the first. I've never seen anything like this.
That's cool.
I will say this about a wedding. Future reference, if I ever get married. You know how they do the speeches? You got to limit it to one speech per person getting married. You can't have... three speeches per, because then it takes away from it. It's like, how many people are going to give a speech at this wedding? But it was beautiful.
That's awesome.
Beautiful day.
That's awesome. It must have been great. Weddings are a real good time for me as well, because I really like to talk to people. Mm. So I have a great time there.
Yeah. Speaking of, how was your wedding?
My wedding's small.
Wouldn't know.
It was small.
I wouldn't know.
It was
Remember you posted like the picture of the wedding party, and I was like butthurt, so I photoshopped myself into it.
It was only blood relatives, except for people who are married into the family, and then two of my buddies, and that's it.
I know that we're doing the podcast now, but just to go tit for tat, if I ever get married, you can't come to the fucking wedding.
But it's different now. When things are different in our lives and we renew the vows, that's when the shebang's coming. That's when it's going to be the...
Do you think that... So if you go to a wedding, right, and you give like a good gift, I just give cash. Nowadays, they have the registry. You can just cash easy. Yeah. You don't even have to go get a card. No. You just cash. It's perfect. But if the marriage doesn't last like more than 2 years, I feel like you should get your money back.
That would be so cold to ask you that question.
But it's like...
It makes sense, but at the same time...
I gave this to you guys for your union, and then you split. Yeah, maybe a prorated amount?
You get half of it, depending on whose side invited you. Oh, I'm friends with the groom. I want half that gift back.
Dude, it's a scary time these days for, like, longevity of couples. There's so many divorces, people. You know what drives me nuts that I've been thinking about this recently?
What's that?
Is because I've been single for so long, and recently I've been trying to, like, take dating seriously. Like, all right, I'm only going to pursue women that I want to, like, take out and see where it goes instead of, like, pursuing for...
Smashing.
Sexual desire. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And so I've been more, you know, just kind of approaching it with a different sort of outlook on things. And then it's funny how many times I'll be, like, kind of conversing with a girl. And then 1 week later, she's posting pictures with, like, the new guy she's talking to. It's like, you gotta be together for at least, like, 4 or 5 months before you start posting pictures together. No? What's the cutoff?
It depends how in love you are. This could be...
Nah, because it's like you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Right? You don't announce to the world that you're pregnant for the first 3 months because that's where something can go wrong.
Correct.
Because then you got to explain to people. You tell everyone you're pregnant. Now you got to tell everyone that you lost the baby. That's uncomfortable.
Well, it's different.
Same thing with relationships. It's like, oh, what happened to that guy you posted that you've been talking to for 24 hours and now you guys are fucking, you're posting a picture with him and there's a song playing in the background. What happened to him?
Well, see, that's the difference of how people are. Some people really like their business out in the world, if you haven't noticed. Some people really like to put their business out there and say, look who I'm dating now. Look who I'm like this. 3 months later, they're single. It's like, why'd that happen? How could you ask me that? Well, you put your business on the internet.
Yeah,
so.
Now we need to give us the update. Give us the update. Now we're just going to be questions left unanswered.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think eventually I think it's getting to crunch time where because I said to myself, like, you know, I dealt with losing somebody that I loved and I didn't want to, like, jump into a relationship and bring that type of, you know, I wanted to heal from that before I invited, you know, welcome that into my life. And then once I did a lot of work around that, I was, like, living in the basement of a sober house. So I was like, all right, let me pump the brakes on, you know, jumping into a relationship until I build my life up to a certain point. And I feel like I've gotten my life up to a certain point where it's like, I'm so tired of being alone, dude.
You could change that.
No, I'm actively working on it. There's going to be a girlfriend in the mist real soon.
Just take a 35-minute trip down Cape. Go to Old Silver Beach on a sunny day. You could find someone fun.
Yeah. Let's be real, though. By myself, I'm just going to start approaching women on the beach. Like, hey, nice bathing suit. Like, what do you mean? You want to go, hey, you look kind of hot. You want to go jump in the water? Like, what am I supposed to do?
Go hit the sea crest, mingle a little bit, and then maybe go back to your mother's, clean up, go out a little bit.
I said this to myself at the wedding because, you know, however you meet somebody, but, like, there's nothing like meeting somebody in the wild.
You've said that before.
Just you kind of lock eyes. Then, you know what I mean? And it's like, is she looking at me? I think she's looking at me. Then it's all of a sudden you're having a conversation. Meeting somebody in the wild is so much more exciting. Then it's like, oh, we're laughing. We're vibing. Am I going to see this person again? But then online, it's like, you see all their pictures. Yep. You talk to them for a while. Yep. Then you got to arrange, like, when are you free? All right, next Thursday. Then they cancel. And then it's like, are they canceling because they're not interested? Or are they canceling because they had to cancel? And do I, you know, try to reschedule? What do we do? And then you meet them, and it's like, you've already heard their voice. You've already seen them.
Makes sense.
Meeting them in the wild, a whole.
Do you know where, like, you know how I always say, like, you know, someone...
Hold on. Before you go, this better be something that you always say.
No, that we would say.
Okay.
Remember they said a detox 10 compared to like a on-the-streets 10?
Yeah, like a Miami Miami 7 is a Boston 11.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's like in airports or airplanes. when you're on airplanes and you see a chick and you're like,
oh, she's all cozy. She's in her little airplane outfit.
It just boosts the number just a little bit.
It depends where you are. And weddings is definitely one of those.
Yes.
Because you're, as a single person, you're going to a wedding. You're seeing two people come together and everybody celebrate. You're kind of like, I want to be a part of that. You know what I mean? And so I think that adds to the, like, love is in the air. Yeah. It's like, all right, now it's my turn, you know? But yeah, airports are a good one. What else? School was always the best. You know what I mean? But now those days are over for me. You know what I mean? I'm going to go back to take college classes just to meet my wife. You know what I mean? Nah, I don't know.
How old are you? 34. Okay.
I'm older than the teacher. Like, what are we doing?
Can you buy me booze?
Sure. What do you want? What else is a good, I mean, apartment complex like this,
in
the lobby, you're going to the mailbox.
But airport is just a thing. When you're in the airplane, you're like, I will never see this person ever again. That just makes her just a little bit more attractive just because I'll never see her probably ever again.
I wonder what the true psychology of it is, though.
There's got to be some sort of like
there's
study.
It has to be. It might be because airports are so boring. It's like it's like the shitty part of traveling. Yeah. You don't want to be there. So like, and all of a sudden it's like you see a girl across the way and kind of time slows down and music starts playing in your head type of vibe.
Yeah. It's got to be it.
But I'd much rather meet somebody in the wild, but with how fucking depressed I've been lately and isolated, I don't go out. It's like I'm ruining my chances. You
just
know what
go
I mean?
Just do something. Walk the mall if you have to. Like you're 17 years old.
Walk the mall, Packy.
Just.
I'm gonna be like the guys that try to sell you a hand lotion at the kiosk in the middle of the mall. Excuse me, miss. One second, miss. One second. Come here. Let me show you one thing.
I had another one for meeting someone like that where it really boosts it. Oh, what the fuck was it? Just at it.
Well, I was a month ago, I was in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And we were on 6th Street, you know, kind of going around to different bars and, you know, places and stuff like that. And I struck out and I tried just jumping into groups of, people starting a conversation because I'm outgoing. I'll go talk to strangers. But I was striking out, dude. Did not do well for my confidence. Was I rocking the bald head? Well, sometimes I like to, I'd almost rather approach with the bald head because it's like, I don't want to let anybody down, you know, once I take it off, you know what I mean?
No, so but
I like
down to there, cowboy hat, big belt buckle boots. They might like the yeah, but
I don't travel to places and like, where would they wear? You know what I mean? That's like, I would go, like, if I go to Africa, I'm going to wear a fucking dashiki, dude. No, I just, where would I wear?
But they might see you as, oh, look at the city slicker.
Yeah, like I go to London and I'm walking around with like a thing of porridge and beans. Like, no, I'd wear what I'd wear anywhere else.
No, but they might have seen you as a city slicker.
I'm going to, what do you mean? It's not fucking 1950. They're not all wearing cowboy hats in Texas, dude.
I don't know, dude. They might see you as a northerner Yankee. Look at him coming down here.
Well, I mean, Austin right now is a melting pot. That's like the new place to move to. So there's people from all. It's like you go to L.A. instead of saying like, you know, people are like, oh, where are you from? And people not from L.A., most people. You know what I mean? Austin's the same thing. So they're used to all different types of people. But I just, you know, I probably took like, I'd say while I was there, realistically, like maybe four or five, like, let's see if the vibe's right type of deal. Struck out every single time.
Well, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, so you got to do something. You can't just do nothing.
And then and I also realized that, like, confidence is everything. When I've been in moments of my life when my confidence was really high, it was like I was like you dropped a small fry out of the window in a McDonald's parking lot and seagulls would just come out of nowhere. You know what I mean? But when your confidence is low, it's like crickets, dude. It's like women can feel that confident energy.
They can
smell it like a pheromone.
They can. Yeah. They really can. Then you see the ads. You see the ads, the pheromone cologne. You see that on Instagram? It's like there's a cologne that makes women's pheromones go on. I'm like, that's cheating. You can't do that.
I'll try anything at this point. I'll try anything. And then it's I don't want to sound like an asshole, but then it's like I'll talk about being single, and then like some 78-year-old lady from North Dakota will be like, "Hey, I heard you talking about you." It's like, come on, Give me a break.
That's not what I'm looking for.
I don't know what I'm looking for.
You'll find it. You will find it. Yeah. I know you will.
It's like if I have to ask my mother one more time what time I was born so I can tell like an astrology chick, like, you know what I mean? You have well, you've been with somebody for so long. In the single world, every now and then you'll get a girl that's really into astrology and always starts, and you can tell like what level they're at with how much they're into astrology, because some will just say like, when's your birthday?
Yeah.
But then some will take it to the next level and ask you what time you were born so you can see what retrograde the fucking Mercury
I work with a couple
is.
Chicks like that, and they're the same way, and I'm like,
they're out there.
I said, I think I'm just a Libra. I'm like, no, when were you born? I'm like, I don't know. They're like, well, it really matters, because
then I forget. I think I was 9:12 a.m. but then for a while I'd have to ask my mom, because it would be like every few months. I'd be like, Mom, what time was I born? And she'd be like, again, the girls with the astrology.
Yes, see, if there's a girl with astrology that you really like, you gotta text them at like 4:44 and 11:11. They do stuff like
they're
that.
Big with the numbers.
So you set an alarm for like 11.
But
10.
Isn't that psychopathic behavior?
That's like,
I'm kind of a psychopath, but that's kind of crazy, isn't it?
At 11:11, hey, what's going on? Oh my gosh, it's 11:11. Must be a sign.
Yeah, no, that reminds me of when. Like a couple of years ago, like I think this is like over 4 years ago now, when I was trying to move into Clancy's recovery house. And he was like, one, I don't have any beds. And two, I don't take people off the street. And I remember, like, my buddy was living at his house and some kid had gotten kicked out. And he was like, don't tell Clancy. Like, let me talk to him first, you know, and see and try to get him to let you move in. And then so I texted Clancy as if I didn't know about the situation. And I was just like, hey, you know, God's got a funny way of working these things out. Just to kind of put it in his head. Like, oh, how did he didn't even know this kid got kicked out. But to do that with women, it's kind of
slimy.
Psychopath behavior.
Kind of slimy.
Yeah. And water seeks its own level, too. So if I act like a psychopath, I'm going to attract a psychopath. And at 34 years old, I just want normal, easy. I'm scared, dude. This is a scary time to date. Everyone's cheating on each other.
Ugh.
So many girls are showing their poo-poosh on freaking OnlyFans. And it's just people are cheating on each other left and right. Just a weird time.
It's just not it. It's not it. But hey, I found myself a wife and two kids, so I'm just kind of doing that whole.
So you guys met in college, right?
Yeah, we met in college. She went for a year. I went for a semester. And then on and off for years. Then finally, just like, all right, we're doing this. And that's, did I share a beep?
No.
Was that your, I thought your smoke detector
went. It better not have been.
I thought your
is my smoke detector beeping? Because that's so ghetto if it is. All right, if you hear it.
Might have been a shoe.
We got to edit it out. Because that's so
I thought
ghetto.
I heard a beep.
I just replaced the battery the other night. It was, well, what happened was I was trying to fall asleep. And the one in my room, for some reason, it's so loud. Middle of the night, it was just, meh. And I'm like, oh. So every 20, and you get drowsy, it's I just want to fall back asleep. Yeah. It's like, oh, I got to fucking change this thing. So I get up there, and it's the thick Q batteries. Oh, who's got those lying around?
Nobody has those lying around.
Yeah. So I had, what I did is I took the battery out and just aggressively rubbed it on my leg, on my shorts,
static.
And then put it back in, and it was good for like another day.
And then you went and got a real battery.
Then I went and got a real battery.
See, and the crazy part is you take the batteries out of those things, they'll still beep. When there's
you gotta rip them out of the wall, dude. Yeah.
It's terrible. Those things are terrible.
What were you saying, though? So you met Hannah, and you guys are in college.
Like in college, then we were on and off for years, and we're finally like, all right, this is it. Like, let's do it. Now we have kids, and that's the wedding.
So I will say this. One of the more romantic origin stories I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, we were together for on and off, and then we just said to ourselves, like, let's just do it.
Well, it was one of those things where it was just on and off for so long. I'm like, we shouldn't be doing this on and off crap. Like, I love you, you love me.
Right.
Like, what are we doing here?
I can remember, because when we met, how many years after you and I met did it take before you and Hannah got married? Six?
2021, yeah, six.
6 years.
6 years.
But, like, even back then, as, like, a friend seeing you guys' relationship, it was like, oh, they're going to...
Yes.
They're meant for each other.
It was
two peas in a pot.
It was perfect. Yeah. And it was those things. That's why when we got married, Callan was already born. She was 8 months pregnant. We got married on a Tuesday at the beach at Nobsco Light.
Mm.
It was just some random, like, okay, let's just go get married. Let's get this done. okay, we got the ring, and I got the ring. Warren Jewelers, can't find a better, cheaper diamond, buy it.
If you can find a better diamond, buy it.
Shabam. Yeah. But yes, there. I bought it there. And but yeah, we've been together since, and she's a great mother. I'm a great father. She's back to work after being a five-year stay-at-home mom from episode one, from a stay-at-home mom, and she's way happier back to work. You can just tell. Cause she's like, mentally, it's like, okay, I can go there, focus, have a break, and it's life's good now.
So what was I going to say? So are you guys any plans on having a third kid? Or are you leaving at that too?
Two, boy, girl. Older boy, younger girl. Same as your life growing up. Same as my life growing up. Same thing. It's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that is... That's like the best way. Especially best. Nowadays, dude. Yeah. It's like, no, expensive. Everything
I can't afford
is.
No, wait, any more children.
Dude. Yeah, like I sent my son to camp, and it was like $900 a week. I was like, crazy. What do they do with this camp?
Search for gold bars or something?
Bring one home. I need it.
It's insane, dude. The cost of living is just crazy right now, dude.
Yeah, I saw like somebody had like a receipt from like 2020 or something like that, and then they bought the same shit.
It was
Walmart. Like triple the price.
It was ordering online Walmart, and they're like, "Oh, I had an order from 3 years ago. Let me rebuy this order," and the price tripled.
Yeah,
it's like that's crazy, dude.
Crazy.
Did you see one of the comments? One of the comments of these lovely people listening said, "It's funny that Packy vapes, but he blows it out like a French woman."
Getting compared to a French woman, that's a tough...
Well, the thing is, the reason I don't blow it normal is because I don't want to blow into the mic and, you know...
I'm going to clip that.
What?
The reason I don't blow it normal, just that. Just that.
Speaking of French guy, you see the French guy, the pole vaulter?
That hit his papiche on the pole?
Oh!
Do we have the clip? Yeah. Let's check this thing out. I got a couple questions about this. I really do. Because why are you fully erect jumping like that? Isn't it like you can clearly see the papiche and it's like at least half hard?
It's got a little chub there, at least half chub. Up, ankles. Shit, dong.
Clear, dude. Do you see how much dong is there, dude? So I just want to, like, as a representative of the big dick community, I'd like to speak on it and just say that, like, a lot of people might say to themselves, like, oh, having a big dick is like, must be awesome. And it's like, you know, it has its gifts and its curses. Because sometimes women see me as an object. You know what I mean? Having a big dick is almost like having giant fake tits. It's like, are you with me because of my personality or my giant big tits? You know what I mean? But if you look at the video, his papiche looked to be fully erect. Like, what are you thinking about before you jump that pole, dude? His pole hit the other pole.
Well, as a member of the SDE.
The small dick. SDE?
SD. What'd you see? What'd you say? BDC?
SDC. Small Dick Committee.
Yes. There you go. SDC. I don't care what you have to say. Jealousy is a real thing.
Yeah, you would have cleared that. No problem. Yeah.
I'd be bringing home gold, baby.
Yeah, that's why. That's unfortunate. Imagine like. Because his family had to see that.
Yeah.
Imagine that conversation.
Yeah, but now he's going to go out and they're going to be like, yo!
Oh, you know how much punan he's going to get from that?
Correct.
Because that's for life.
Oh.
That's on the internet for life.
Forever. It's going to be on the internet forever. The Olympics are pretty good, dude. I've been watching a lot of the Olympics.
No, but I feel like my thought on the Olympics, I feel like it used to have more buzz. Like, it used to mean more. It used to be like a bigger thing, a bigger deal. I feel like it's not a big deal now.
It's this that ruins it, dude.
Because there's so much shit out there.
You can be like, oh, look, someone won gold. Sweet. Back then, it was like, we got to put on the TV and see who's up next. Is Michael Phelps? When's Michael Phelps on? Let's watch Michael Phelps. It was different.
Yeah. Plus, it's like, there's so much content out there.
Yeah.
There's so many videos. There's so many shows. There's so much shit to watch. That it's kind of losing, it's taken away from.
When Michael Phelps was on his run, everyone was watching the Olympics. Go on, either ABC, Fox, whatever, let's get something on. We want to see.
Well, he's the most decorated Olympian ever.
I don't think he holds any records anymore. That's how long it's been.
No, decorated. Decorated, like, okay. Yeah. He has the most golds of all time.
Yeah.
I know Simone Biles is like creeping up on him, but Phelps still has most golds all time.
Yeah. Every time he swam, people were glued to the television. Like, this is just crazy.
Are you a good swimmer? You seem like someone that could float, but not someone that could move in the water.
I can swim.
Oh, you grew up in the Cape. You should be able to swim.
Correct. Did swimming lessons. Like, I was just the beach. I'm at the beach at least once a week. I have to. I need to get there. There's nothing like going to the beach with children because it's a built-in babysitter. You get your thing. You set up closest to the water and
not really. If I bring my son to the beach, it's work. Dad, let's dig a hole. Dad, bury me. Dad, let me bury you. Let's go in the water. Let's play. I love it. We're having a blast. But you, as an adult, it's like you want to go to the beach and just
sit,
soak in the rays. But my son, as soon as we get to the beach, Dad, let's dig a hole.
It's true. It's true. It is that. But at the same time, it's like we get our camp closest to the water. So we're closest to the water and then just stay in front of us. They say, Daddy, I'm hungry. Daddy, dig a hole. Daddy, let's go swimming, whatever. But there are more times where they're just entertaining themselves.
Well, you got two of them, too, so they can kind of entertain each other.
Exactly.
When I go, you know, my son has a brother. He has a half-brother who's three. But when I have him, it's just me and him.
Yeah. So. And again, he's like, Dad, I saw the basketball hoop you guys brought to the beach last time.
The U-ball hoop.
I saw the ads sick for that on Instagram over and over, and I said, I want to get that.
Yeah, it was kind of a pain in the ass like to put together and take apart, but like for what you're bringing to the table, it's worth it, dude.
Yeah.
You got a ball. Like, I would love to have two of those set up and do like a full court game on the beach. Oh, I'd live for that.
Is it like ultimate frisbee, two steps and a pass, can't dribble, obviously, like two steps
I
pass.
Think so, yeah. Similar. I mean, me and my son, we just kind of shoot around. And you can put it anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, my mom doesn't have a basketball hoop at her house, but when she takes my son, he can bring the U-ball hoop and just it comes with like smaller bags of bags that you can fill with sand and put in the back, so you can just put it in the driveway.
Oh, it's so sick.
Put it in the grass. You can put it anywhere. It's pretty cool.
That's so sick.
Yeah, and it folds all together into like a backpack.
I saw that. I was so jealous. I was like, I saw that as an adult. I saw that on Instagram. I'm like, I'm going to buy that.
Yeah, such a sick setup. So like $300 or something like that.
But it's so sick.
Yeah, it was dope. It was dope.
Because you guys have a nice little beach you go to down there.
Yeah, my mom's neighborhood she lives in is like two private beaches. I don't want to.
Yeah.
If I said where, she'd be like, don't talk about where I live on the podcast, Anthony. I don't want anybody showing up.
It's really funny because like where they're obviously the friends that your mother knows that I know. My kids always go to the beach. It's right next to your mother's. The next neighborhood over there is that beach. That's where my kids
you are. Could when like the private beaches in those neighborhoods, like if you're like not causing ruckus, like you're not a bunch of teenagers like getting hammered and there's like a huge you with a bunch of people. Like if it's just like you and like your kids or something like that, you can go to those private beaches and if they have like anyone check in when you get there, just give an address.
Easy.
Just be like 48, you know, Mayflower Road, whatever the street the beach is on. Just give
I know like four families that live in that same neighborhood.
Yeah, you know everybody. You're one of those guys.
The Johnsons, they're that house right there. I'm with them. Told me to come by. Yeah.
I met a girl at the wedding that knew you and
of course.
I texted you. I forgot her name and you were like, could it be? Brr, brr, brr. You just know so many people. You're like,
it is.
You know what your neighbor had for breakfast this morning.
My neighbor had a shindig last night, actually. Now that we can talk about that. No. And it was real. They had live music and all you hear is like bongo drums going, dum, 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 dum. And I'm going, dude, I got to put my kids to sleep, but I'm not going to be that neighbor.
Isn't it crazy that we're getting old, dude.
I'm not going to be that neighbor.
Dude, why? I'm that neighbor.
I'm not.
Did I tell you? So it was like my neighbor. So my neighbors are in my hallway because I'm in an apartment complex. So I think my neighbor, like the next door over, was trying like a new technique with their like little daughter that was like 5 or 6 years old that like time out is the hallway. So I have this 6-year-old kid screaming bloody murder in the hallway. And it's like, are we all in timeout? And you know how, like, when stuff's frustrating you like that, it's sort of, I like, let it go. Yeah. But then it builds.
Yes.
It builds and builds. And I let out yelled it right here from the couch. It's like, what are we doing out there? And you just heard him open the door and let it up. It's like, all right, that's the end of timeout being in the hallway.
That's really funny.
How inconsiderate do you need to be?
This same neighbor complained about me when I'd been there for a couple months, because we had a dog. We bought a house the end of December. My wife brought home a dog beginning of January. So I've been here for less than a week.
What kind of dog do you guys have?
It's a border collie black lab we got from the pound that we let the kids name.
What's the name?
Strawberry.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
Good thing the kids were eating pancakes in the car, frozen nuggets in the car.
I'm surprised they didn't name it frozen chicken nuggets.
So we have this dog, and it was supposed to be Black Lab Border Collie, about 45 pounds. The thing's now 8 months and probably 55 pounds. I'm like, oh, so it's going to be even bigger when it's fully grown, even a half. Right. Okay. My kids have these go-karts. They ride around the yard, back and forth, back and forth. The dog's scared of it, so I said, I want to keep her outside. I want to keep her inside. So I put her on the line in the back. She's sniffing around. She'd see something and bark. I go, it's okay, Strawberry. And the kids are still going around. And then the thing goes, bark. I'm like, don't worry. Everything's okay. After three barks, the neighbor goes, Patrick, what are you doing, man? You can't just leave your dog on the line like that. I said, my kids are in the front. The dog's scared of it. That's why he's back there. I said, you can't do that with a dog. I said,
what? Leave the dog in the backyard?
Yeah. I said, that's what a dog is.
Yeah, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Who's this neighbor?
That's what I said. So last night he had this party and it's really loud. And I said, I'm going to let it go.
I wouldn't have let it. I didn't know he said something about Strawberry like that. I wouldn't have let that go.
Today I saw him in the driveway. Go have a little shindig last night. He goes, yeah. He goes, sorry if I was too loud and kept you up. I go, it's okay. We don't like to complain. We're not those type of neighbors. Have a good one.
Oh, so you gave him a little.
Yeah,
but those types of people in the world, they don't give a fuck.
They don't care at all.
They'll complain again about the dog if the dog barks.
Yep. Of course.
Yeah, I joined my apartment complex has its own Facebook group. And so I joined it, you know, just to kind of see what's going on. Yeah. And it's just a lot of drama. Somebody got shot at here last year. I didn't even know that.
In this complex?
In the parking lot.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like a nice complex.
Do you think the place is leasing right now?
This place?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's units available.
Yeah, there's a million signs on the drive-in.
Yeah. They're advertising heavy.
Now leasing everywhere. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's expensive. For like the amount of money, I'm paying $3,000 a month and I live alone.
It's my mortgage.
It's like I have so many options.
It's my mortgage.
Yeah, but for renting, I know. $3,000, I have so many options. Like, why am I living off the highway in Bridgewater? You know what I mean? It's like,
it's easy to get places, though, where you're located.
Oh,
though.
For sure.
You want to get to Cape? Boom. You want to get Boston? Easy. Like, you're in a perfect location.
Yeah.
I know the main reason why is because you're closest to your kid, too.
Well, I'm starting this coming week, actually. I have real estate classes.
Really?
I signed up.
That's awesome.
So you got to do 40 hours of classes. So I got 9 to 5 classes, 3 days this week, and then 2 days next week, and then I can go apply for my license.
That's awesome. That's really
cool. Yeah, it's like, you know.
You done the big three. You did houses. I mean, sorry, you did phones. You did cars. On to houses.
Yeah, I mean, I figured with, like, my social media following and stuff like that, it's like, you know, why not try to get into something that, like, you know.
Yeah.
Switch it up a little bit, because it's like, what if I get... You know, lately I've been having thoughts of like, am I going to do funny videos on the internet like until I'm 55? You know what I mean? Like, what am I doing? Am I going to be like a big fucking celebrity? Probably not. Like, what's thoughts kind of creep in. But those thoughts creep in and it's like, I need to have some sort of a backup plan or like a side hustle. And it's like, why not get into real estate? Yeah. I have some disposable income from different apps. You know what I mean? So it's like,
most importantly, you can make your own schedule. You can do what you can.
I could sell a house.
Yeah.
I could sell a house.
You could sell anything.
Some of the Jamokes out there selling houses. I could sell a house.
Easily sell a house.
Yeah. And plus, it's like I'm my own walking billboard, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it.
So we'll see how it goes. It'd be cool. Imagine if I got to a point where it was like I'm selling the $5 million homes and stuff like that. Then the content will look a little bit different. Oh yeah. I'll be on a private plane on my way to Argentina with 7 women. It'll be great. I can't wait.
There's a content creator that does real estate. He does like the fastest house walk around.
Yeah. Have you seen those? Those are really funny.
Those are really funny.
Yeah.
I always watch them because I'm like,
try to find a way to blend comedy. But it's like, if you're dealing with hundreds of thousands of dollars, do you really want a funny guy handling all
that's
this
what
stuff?
I'm saying. Do I want this guy selling me this house?
I don't know if it really mixes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand.
So we'll see how that goes. It'll be good to be like, you know, kind of be in a classroom setting, you know,
check it out. It's different. After being not in a classroom setting for so long, being a classroom setting is...
I love classroom settings. Obviously, I'm like...
To be funny.
Yeah, I'm an adult now, so it's like, you know,
you think,
be funny every once in a blue moon, you know what I mean?
You think the 45-year-old, when you do the little classic little joke, is going to be like, huh?
Oh, that's where I thrive, dude. High school classroom setting, dude. Having the whole class erupt in laughter, including the teacher. Like, the teacher wanted to be mad, but the teacher's laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no better feeling. No better feeling.
Really is.
Yeah, that's really sort of like is. My quick
yes
wit came from, was making people laugh in class and how good it made me feel to make people laugh.
It's a great feeling. Yeah. It really is. It really, truly is.
For sure.
Yeah, but we were talking about the Olympics. I don't know how we got off on that. Oh, meant something, stuff like that.
Yeah, the guy hit his papiche on the pole.
Papiche on the pole.
They're doing 3v3 basketball, but it's like, how do you have like LeBron, Kevin Durant, Tatum, all these guys, and then the 3v3 leagues, like the janitor from Bridgewater Random Regional High School? Like, who?
Dude, the South Sudan team that played U.S. in that first scrimmage, those guys are going to tell their grandkids the story of them playing LeBron and Kevin Durant and only losing by one.
Did they only lose by one?
They lost by one.
But didn't that game not matter?
It didn't matter, but still.
Right, which is wild. Yeah.
We played the U.S. and we lost by one, and we lost because LeBron hit a game winner at the end.
Well, that's the thing. It's a team sport, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like Brady trying to pass the ball to Brady.
Yeah.
You can't have a team full of LeBron. That's why I thought Derek White was a good addition, because he's not. That's why I was like, wasn't mad that they didn't have Jaylen Brown come, because it's like, we don't need another all-star.
No.
You need role players on a team like that.
Yep.
It's like they're too many stars on one team. Doesn't translate. That's why you see like anybody that plays in the NBA that's on a different country's team will have like career nights every night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Yeah. So,
but that's why the super teams, not every guy goes off, and the guys on Part of My Takes all the time, it's only one ball. There's only one ball.
Right.
So who's going to shoot it? You know, but did you see the shooting? I didn't know there was shooting in the Olympics.
Yeah, so I think that they have like a certain number of events.
Yeah.
And then if they want to add a new event, they have to drop an event. Like, they got rid of wrestling to add like skateboarding.
Okay.
Yeah. So shooting's been around for a while.
But the shooting is like the different countries, the different shooting. Did you see the guy from Turkey?
Yeah, where he didn't have any of the equipment, hand in his pocket.
He goes, I don't need any equipment. I'm a natural shooter. It's like, you're an assassin. You're not a natural shooter. You're just an assassin.
Yeah, he's cold. He was cold. Yeah.
Cold-blooded. But then there was the guy from Korea who was the zesty shooter. You see him?
Oh, where his back was arched and everyone's like, oh, hey.
Hey.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Bang.
Yeah.
It's like really funny, dude.
Yeah, oh, put up the zesty one, top right. Yeah, there he is in the top right. Look at him. Imagine getting killed by that guy.
Bang.
Jesus.
That's so funny.
Shooting.
And that guy's just like, what's up?
Hand in his pocket. Yeah. Just. I'm surprised he's not holding the gun sideways.
Then look at all the eyeglasses the other people are wearing.
Yeah, look at the guy with the arch back. He's dressed like fucking Spider-Man, dude. What is he wearing, dude?
I don't know. Leather. Oh, backwards hat.
Oh, then look at her, dude. That's the thing about other countries too, where it's like you see someone like if you win a gold and you're from the U.S., you get like 14 grand.
Yeah.
But if you're from like the Philippines, you get like your own village.
Yes, you get
like
your own house.
Yeah. Like, people are playing for different stakes.
I think the U.S. is like 36 grand, and like celebrities are going, That's bull. Like 36 grand, that's it for gold. Mind you, they get the Wheaties deals. They get the...
Yeah, brand deals. But in today's economy, 36... And then it's like, oh, the government's coming in and saying, oh, you got to pay an Olympic tax. And they're taking half of it. And
international
then it's like,
tax.
Yeah, a bag of cheese, it's $7. It's like 36 grand isn't a lot. It's like 500 bags of cheese.
It's nothing. But yeah, dude. And then, like you said, there's some places that are like, if you win this, you win a house. It's like, what? What do you mean I win a house for getting gold medal?
I just want to say, too, I just want to give a special shout out to our lovely producers, Flick and Josh.
Oh.
If you guys are out there and you're listening and you need any work done as far as producing media, whether it's a wedding or you're into social media, you want them to produce something, these guys are lights out. They're great people. They do great work.
Awesome.
I'll give them a little tag in my Instagram story and stuff like that. Hit them up. They're very approachable. They've been helping my dad out with, they linked him up with somebody to build a website for his jewelry store, and Josh awesome. Is working on some compilation videos for the charity to kind of get that bumping again. My father's so video. My father's so funny with the charity stuff, where he'll call me and he'll be like, "Where's my video?" Because what really he does, funny. It's like we raise $85,000, and then he'll go and he'll spend $10,000 of his own money. And I'm like, and then it was like, "I need another video." I'm like, "Dad, let's help who we can help with the money." You know what I mean? But like, you know, you heard in the last episode, we're doing some great stuff.
It's such a good episode, man. It was so good. I listened to it. I watched it. Then I watched it again because I was like, there's just, I feel like I kept missing things. I'm like, I want to rewatch this. It was really good.
Yeah, it was. I think for me, like the coolest, of course, my mother's like, "Oh, what are you going to have me on? It's always about your father." I'm like, "I'll have you on, Mom." The crowd will love Kathleen. Oh. She's amazing.
Can I be there for that one, or you just want to do Mom?
You can come because my mom loves you.
That's
so
awesome.
The episode with my dad. I think the coolest part about that, like I kind of talked about it in the episode, is just it's a different world we're living in. So it's like my son, when he's my age with his, you know what I mean? We'll get to watch that one day, and it's like, you know, that will live on forever. That clip will always be there. So it's like I can be, you know, 80 years old, my father will be long gone, and I can sit back and watch that and like, it's just kind of a cool concept.
It is cool.
Thinking about it that way.
My kids don't even see it. They like, if a clip pops up that you share and we scroll it, he goes, "Oh," my son goes, "Is that the podcast, Daddy?" I go, "Yep." And he just goes, "Okay, can I have the phone?" Snatched it out of my hand. I'm like,
right.
All right, YouTube kids. Okay.
Yeah, I don't talk much to my son about social media. It's just a weird...
No, he'll be seeing if I'm scrolling on
it. He knows, obviously, because it's like what I do for work now. Yeah. But it's like, you know, I just really don't want him to think that like followers mean anything.
Yeah.
I don't want him to think like followers means popularity, followers, you know, I just want him to know that followers don't mean dick. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, but, you know, obviously he has his questions, and he's seen some videos and stuff like that.
You can put one of these stickers on his lunchbox.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have kids that are like, "Oh, your dad's on social media." That scares the shit out of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but your stuff's all usually lighthearted, like, stuff. You know what I mean? Well, the misspells are funny.
Well, sometimes it'll be a misspelling, and it'll be like you know, a papiche or a vagine reference.
That's true.
Sexual
That's true.
Reference
That's true.
Where it's like, yeah.
Nothing
but
like
that. But then this kind of stuff scares me. That's why we have the Patreons kind of reserved for the more war story and stuff about my personal past and addiction and struggles with mental health and stuff like that. The stuff, but that type of stuff worries me.
Yeah,
you know?
I get it.
I don't want to be selfish and it's all about me. Like, I don't give a fuck what I put out on the internet as long as it gets numbers and gets attention.
It's not
and,
like that.
Yeah, you know, because I wouldn't want it to affect my little guy. He's just so sweet.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
He's
so really sweet. Good. He's always smiling.
He's so sweet.
One of my favorite things ever was there was an old Snapchat before this whole social media thing. He was at your house. You guys were playing Jenga or something, and he was you guys were about to go. And he's like, "Come on, Ben, just go." And then he's like, "If you don't go right now, you're going to go to bed." And he said, "I'll tell Mom he let me stay up this late." He's like, "Ah!" That one was a really good one. And me and my wife watched that probably, this was before we had kids, probably watched it 10, 15 times, giggled every single time.
Well, it's funny because he can't lie.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to lie. So you know, his mom will catch me in shit all the time. He'll be like, "Oh, is your father's living room a mess right now?" And I'll be like, "Don't fucking say anything." And he'll be like, "Yeah." Can't lie, dude.
He's always
and
smiling.
I don't want to promote the lie. I don't want to be like, "It's okay to lie," because it's not. You know what I mean? But kid doesn't like lying.
Fibbing is a little different. Teach him fibbing. Fibbing.
I don't want to teach him fibbing.
No, not even a little.
Yeah. I'm not taking advice from a kid that feeds your kids frozen chicken nuggets. You got friggin' attacked in the comments here.
Oh my God, I got hammered. It's funny. There were people coming to my back, though. Like, they're already cooked.
Hold on. Josh, we're definitely clipping that. People were coming on your back?
Coming to my back. No diddy. No diddy.
Jesus. Yeah, he's married and people are still coming on his back.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
I said coming to my back, but neither here.
It sounded like coming on my back.
They got my back, yo.
Yeah, they came on it.
But yeah, dude, I got absolutely toasted in that. Toasted.
Yeah.
But it's all right. Whatever. My kids are happy and healthy, and they're adorable and they're cuter than any other kids in the world. So, fuck
we'll
you.
We'll make sure we don't clip this one though.
Yeah, no, don't
clip people coming after you again.
Again.
I felt bad. I felt terrible.
I didn't.
I really did.
That's the thing where it's like, yeah, you see it at first, like, oh my God, they hate me. Then I'm like, what do I care? What is Sandy from?
It's starting to get under my skin. Like I had a kid comment something. And it's like, I got to just let stuff go. But he commented something to piss me off. And I told him, I will force feed you sand until you shit a castle, buddy. I got to just kind of.
Any likes on that?
Yeah. Oh, I just did it. Well, I was before we filmed. I saw it.
That's another one of my favorite things to do is if you post the funny comment and it ratios the actual post. So your comment gets more likes than the actual post. I love that.
Yeah, I commented on something that Theo Vaughn put up, yeah. And it was like the top comment, and so yeah. He saw it and commented on it, and I got so excited.
Yeah, you were so pumped.
I was so excited.
So
yeah.
Pumped.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. I love stuff. I love little shit like that. It's crazy the little things that can make you happy nowadays with like little social media bullcrap.
Lord knows I need it. Every chance I can get.
It's like, oh, my comments got likes. This is great. People see what I see. People get it.
For me, it's starting to, because I got, what, 700 and something thousand on Instagram. The excitement centered around that, like the ego boost and yeah. the attention and the, it's gone. I don't give a fuck anymore. I really don't care.
But you respond to some. You do.
Not as far as like responding to people. I mean like just the, because I can remember when my numbers started climbing. Brrr. Like I can remember like I'd get a video that would get a million views, a 20 million views, a 10 million views, or, you know, I'd get a follower surge where in 2 months I'd get 100,000 followers. It's like, it's, I don't give a fuck.
I remember, because I'd check in with you once every couple of weeks and be like, dude, check the followers. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, it's kind of losing its excitement, which I think is making me question, like, you know, what am I really doing here? What am I doing?
But
you know,
all it takes is another surge.
But then I get a boost where it's like I'll go to like send out merch to people and someone's buying it in Oklahoma and Texas and Australia and Louisiana and the United Kingdom. And then I'll get private messages from people where it's like, dude, I've been going through a rough patch and your videos really make me laugh. And I appreciate like your honesty and how raw you, and that type of stuff kind of combats the negative self-talk and kind of helps. So anybody that's listening, when you guys send me like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Mushy, like, you know, words of affirmation, thoughtful comments or private messages. Yeah. It gives me like a surge. It gives me a good like boost.
And it's, I think the one that you probably got a good boost off was the Mother's Day. The Mother's Day, when I remember on Mother's Day, you shared like 10 different posts of mothers with the nobody cares shirts and stuff like that. Like, this is what I got for mothers. It's all what I wanted, which is like really great. Like, that's really. Really
cool. Moms love me. Like my demographic, it's like 60% women, 40% men.
So growing up, did moms love like you too? Like your friends' moms were always like, oh, Anthony's such a good kid.
Yeah. I mean, it's somewhat. I mean, I kind of turned a corner at a certain age where I was like the kid that parents probably told their kids to stay away from.
When you were like, when I was like 12, my favorite thing to do is like if you're with other kids with another parent, be the first one to say thank you.
Oh, yeah. Like they bring you through the drive-thru at McDonald's. Everyone's like looking through the bag, getting their food, and you're the first one to be like, thank you, Mrs. Sullivan. And then just, you're well, and everyone else is like, thank you, Mrs. Sullivan. And they look at you like, fucking kiss ass.
It was a great feeling. It was such a great feeling.
I don't know why that made me think of, I don't want to tell the story. Can I
tell it. About it?
No, I don't want to tell it. I don't want to tell it. No? I'm going to end up editing it out anyways.
Yeah.
Not everything needs to get put out there.
Can you tell me after we're done?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
You've already heard it.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Damn. That goatee's really... I can't believe that's how it grows in.
This is over here. Whatever hairs are over here is the same length. It's right here. It's just the way it grows in.
I'm looking at it. I can see it.
It's the way it grows in. Remember how many episodes ago you said just let it grow a little bit? But yeah, dude.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? North Korea.
Oh.
They can't leave.
You can't do anything.
No, but like you hear the stories and you see and it's like, oh, it's crazy. But it's so far away that you don't really think about it. And I was really thinking about it the other day. Imagine being born in a country where it's like, you're not going nowhere.
No.
Can't leave, dude.
No. No. All we have to do is go to the post office and say, can I have that little thing that makes it so I can go to any country I want? Sure, here you go. Bye.
Do you know people have to, people in North Korea have a quota of how much poop they need to give the government.
Really?
So they need to save, they need to bag up the family's poop and give it to the government because the government uses it as fertilizer. So every family in North Korea has like a poop quota.
That's insane.
Where you got to give a certain number of pounds of poop to the government.
How many allies do they have? Do they have ally
China.
Countries?
Oh, okay. And Russia.
Oh, sure.
That'll do it.
Okay.
That's enough right there. And yeah. Who else do you
You're
need?
Good. Yeah, yeah. You're good. Because there's things like the Kim Jong-un or whatever his name is, they need to have a picture of him in every room. And if they come to the house in the middle night checking this dust on it, you're gone.
Killed.
Crazy.
No legs.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can
wild.
You imagine?
Wild, dude. I was just thinking about the can't leave factor. Ugh.
The rules are just insane.
Yeah, and then we complain over here. Where it's like, oh, I can't believe this asshole's running for president. It's like, you can leave.
You can go.
And you don't have a poop quota. Shut up.
Go wherever you want.
Right.
And that's where, remember when Squid Games came out? That was a South Korean show. Someone made a copy and brought it to North Korea. I think 10 people got killed. 5 people got killed because they brought it into the country. Said, oh, you're bringing this over here?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're wild over there.
Crazy.
Can't leave.
And to think.
Poop quota.
Not this president, but the last president went. Didn't he go there?
Trump.
Didn't he go there?
Yeah. He's the first United States president to ever cross the line.
Insane.
Like he didn't like go deep. He was like 6 inches over the line. Yeah.
He wasn't at his house
having dinner. He stepped over the line. But even then, that was a big deal.
Insane. Yeah. Why? Why? Like why? Why did he go there?
I don't know. I'm not into politics, but from somebody that isn't into politics, just looking at it, it's that old saying. It's like keep your friends closer and your enemies closer.
Yeah, yeah. I'll show respect. I'm here. Hey, how's it going this way?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of getting their good graces so they don't try any crazy shit.
Yeah, don't fuck with us. Yeah. We'll fuck with you, but. Type
yeah,
shit.
So kind of put them in like a little headlock, give them a nuggie, like, you know.
I'm still your big brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Other than that, what you been up to the last 2 weeks? I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
And thanks, everybody, for listening to this week's episode. We are still in the process of kind of figuring out where we fit in the world of podcasts and having guests on and stuff like that. And I think for future episodes, though, just to kind of make things smoother, we're going to have Packy just in his underwear. So stay tuned. Stay tuned for next week where Packy's episode, he'll be just in his underwear. We'll catch you guys on Patreon. Thanks, guys.
I have nice legs.